We're joined once again by Ira Flatow. He's host of NPR Science Friday. He's here with us every Thursday to talk about, well, science. Ira, welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
And our subject today is worms.
There's been a worm attack, not the garden variety of kind, but the computer variety of kind, that has the worms have been attacking Windows machines all around the world, shutting them down, wreaking havoc, not really damaging anything, but just being a real nuisance. And the European newspapers have been saying that there's going to be a massive web attack on Microsoft itself this Saturday by all the machines that are infected with this worm. So that's something to look forward to, I guess.
Wow.
If you're in the news business, if you're Microsoft, you're going to probably shut down your website and wait for the date to go by.
Yeah. I actually, when I came in and turned on my computer here at work a couple of days ago, sure enough, I had a worm alert on there, and it had been detected by our office system and deleted. And I've heard from a number of people who've had this happen to them.
Of course, not all the systems. If you're a Macintosh or a Linux person, your system is immune to this because you don't belong to the 95% of people that have Windows-based systems on their desktops. But you can fix it. Microsoft offers a patch for it. It's going to be a Band-Aid because there's going to be another attack. Because it's interesting, the philosophy of this hacker who's doing this is actually sending a little message to Microsoft and Bill Gates saying, you know, stop me before I do this again, because it's exploiting a vulnerability in the Windows operating system to get into your computer. And that this vulnerability has been there for years and years and years. And Microsoft hasn't done enough, according to the hackers. And you talk to any hackers, that's their favorite topic to talk about is Windows vulnerabilities.
You mentioned that this worm doesn't really do anything. It didn't do anything to my computer. But it must have some purpose other than just holding up a sign and saying, hey, here I am. I mean, if you let this thing run rampant, would your computer stop functioning?
It'll stop functioning. What it does is it turns off, shuts down, turns off again, does weird things like that. But it's not one of these that sets out to destroy your files or rip up your hard drive or anything like that. It really is a nuisance.
Microsoft has warned everyone about this vulnerability in Windows a few months ago. Why haven't people fixed it?
Well, you know, people, they have to upgrade and update their virus software, you know, download a patch. They have to do things like that. And how many times do you think about that during the day or when a new worm or virus comes out? How many times do you do that? And let's say that 30% of everybody in the world does that. You still have the other, you know, 65% of the world's computers that are vulnerable. And it's just something people have to remember to do, and system administrators have to remember to do.
But let me go on now. This is not the only problem Microsoft is having these days. There's actually something going on over in Europe that I've kind of scanned in the headlines but haven't read very deeply into. What's going on?
Yeah, the European Union, which has, you know, we heard about the lawsuits here in the United States against Microsoft, but the European Union has not stopped, has not given up, even though the U.S. suits have been settled. They still accuse Microsoft of abusing its monopoly on the Windows operating system. And this time it's a new one. It's a different one. Remember the first one in the U.S. revolved around Netscape, the web browser?
Yes.
And saying that, well, that was unfair of Microsoft to use Internet Explorer.
To put that on the desktop as the automatic default. Yeah.
This one evolves Windows Media Player. Now, just like that application, Windows operating system automatically installs Windows Media Player, but there is competition from Apple's QuickTime and Real Networks players.
These are the devices that you use to get a CD to run or to play a DVD or any of the other kind of media.
Or to stream video and audio on your desktop, which is what they're really concerned about. So when you download movies and pictures on your desktop, what's it going to play in? Is it going to play in Windows Media Player, or are you going to be given the option of installing QuickTime or Real Networks, or have it installed already? Right now, you have to go to their website, you have to download it, you have to install it, while Windows Media Player comes with the system already installed. And the European Union says this, they think, is unfair competition, and they're warning Microsoft, expecting word back from them. What are you going to do about this?
All right, thank you, Ira. And we'll just note here that Microsoft owns Slate, which is NPR's partner in producing Day to Day. Ira Flatow is host of NPR's Science Friday. Thank you, Ira.
Let's hope that Slate's windows are worm-free.